Rain and snow expected to impact holiday travelers tonight and tomorrow. Joining us on this segment of the show, National Weather Service meteorologist Cameron Miller. Good morning, Cameron.
How's it going?
Going great. Pleasure having you on the program. Looks like it's going to be blustery in this part of the state with rain and strong winds.
Yep, looks to be for southern Wisconsin, looks like we'll mainly stay in the rain with this event. Might get a few snowflakes on Wednesday as the system kind of moves off to the northeast, but really not expecting any accumulations down here.
How much?
But yes, it will be windy.
As far as rain is concerned for, let's say, Dodge and Fond du Lac counties, are we talking a significant amount of rain, or is it the wind that is the big factor?
For rain, we're looking at for anywhere between a half an inch to an inch of precipitation. For winds, it could be a little bit windy. Going to see gusts approaching 40 to 45 miles per hour. So, yeah, big wind event with this one.
Wow. 40 to 45 miles an hour. And an inch of rain is pretty significant.
Yeah, but it will be spread out over an extended period of time, so it's not like we're going to be kind of getting it all within maybe like 3 hours. So as far as river response is concerned, we're not really concerned about flooding with
all it. Right. Mm-hmm. The real big concern is for people who and around Thanksgiving, people will travel distances to visit relatives. So you've got people who may be traveling to the western part of the state, to the Twin Cities, to Iowa, up north, or you have kids coming home from college, and they may be starting on their journey tomorrow or tonight. And I'm looking at this forecast, and we're talking several inches of snow, up to a foot or more in some places of northern, northwestern Wisconsin?
Yep, that's correct. We actually... Weather Service offices there actually recently bumped up some of the totals. So broad swath of 8 to 12 inches, and then the closer you get to the border of Wisconsin and the UP, looking between a foot to 18 inches there. So, a messy situation as we go into the evening tonight and then through the day on Wednesday, at least for northern Wisconsin. That's going to be the time of biggest concern for traveling up there.
That's incredible. And that'll be starting tonight?
Yep, that'll be starting tonight.
And the snow will fall all day tomorrow?
Yep, we're looking for snow to continue up there at least into the afternoon hours. And then the heaviest snow will be done in the afternoon. Some light snow showers could linger, but that's when the main swath will be finished up there.
So if you were planning on doing your Thanksgiving travel on Wednesday, you might, depending on where you're going, might be a better bet to wait until Thanksgiving morning to go?
That's correct. Moving into the night tonight, you might want to avoid travel if you're going to northern Wisconsin. And then through the morning hours into the early afternoon, also avoid travel on Wednesday as well. Going into the late afternoon and evening on Wednesday, that's when things should start to clear up there. Obviously, there's going to be some cleanup involved with that. But, yeah, going to northern Wisconsin during those time frames, definitely avoid it.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll take the rain and the wind, but 18 inches of snow, are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, quite the event.
Unbelievable. National Weather Service meteorologist Cameron Miller. Cameron, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Thanks. You too.